continuing our Senior Bowl preview here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And now we're going to turn our attention to the offensive line. And for that, we bring in Lance Zierlein from NFL.com. Lance, some of the guys up front that you've kept an eye on here, let's get into them. First guy up, Cody Whitehair from Kansas State.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I think he's extremely strong. Some of the strongest hands I've seen from a draft prospect in a long time. Great body control, is able to control the point of attack. Bumping inside from tackle to guard, but you know, he started as a guard, went outside to tackle the last couple of years because that's what the team asked of him. And I think, to me, I think he has the upside of Zach Martin. So I'm very high on Cody Whitehair. I want to see how he moves forward in space. I know he can, you know, handle himself physically, but I want to see how he moves and plays in space as a guard. So that's something I'm interested in, but I'm a big fan.
Another guy that we're looking at here, Willie Beavers, who I've started to hear a little bit more of as we continue this draft process. Yeah. What do you hear on this guy?
He's talented. He's not afraid. He had some good matchups this year. That's one of the things I really like, is that I saw some game film against quality competition, including Ohio State and Joey Bosa. So he didn't back down. He's strong. He's got some pretty good strength at the point of attack. Moves pretty well. One of those mid-round guys going into the Senior Bowl, I think they can move up and become a second-day selection. So Willie Beavers has a lot to gain from the Senior Bowl for sure.
Another guy, Jason Spriggs from Indiana. He's a guy that I'm starting to hear maybe first-round buzz, maybe a fringe first, second-round kind of guy. What do you think about Spriggs?
Yeah, I'll be shocked if that happens. I'm not a big fan. I think that, to me, he has major issues with inside moves, and that's something that can derail a tackle. I don't think he's a tackle. I think he's going to have to move inside to guard, maybe even center. For being an athletic player, he has unusual stiffness with some of the change of direction issues he has. And so I think he really has to prove something. And it's not just me. These are some NFL scouts saying this as well. So I really believe that he's going to have to show something at the Senior Bowl in terms of fluidity of change of direction if he wants to stay a tackle. Because if not, you could see him taking some snaps inside this week.
What about a guy like Evan Boehm from Mizzou?
Big fan. Durable as can be. Played through a high ankle sprain this year. Played every game there was at Missouri. Very tough, strong. Body type is a little unusual, kind of a short leg, short limb player. But I think from a physicality standpoint, an ability to get blocks on the move, talented center. Probably a third-day selection, but I think he'll be an early starter in the NFL.
And how about his teammate, Connor McGovern?
Yeah, Connor McGovern is a tackle or a guard. A scout kind of hit me to him, said, hey, you need to go take a look at him, and I did. And I like him. I think, once again, you're looking at a third-day player, but because he has scheme versatility, because he can play either position versatility, either a swing tackle or guard position, I think it adds to his value as a draft prospect. So another guy like Beavers, I think, who could potentially fall or potentially help himself by plus or minus a round.
How about moving into the SEC? Vidal Alexander is a name that a lot of people have kind of been buzzing about here from LSU.
Yeah, Vidal's a guy who, to me, has no chance of playing tackle. Not an athletic player, very slow, can't get a backside cut off. He is a guard or he won't play in the league. I'll put that on all of my family members. Will not be able to play tackle. He's going to have to move to guard. He is strong at the point of attack, but if you don't bend, if you don't play with leverage, it's hard to sustain blocks. So I think Vidal needs to show that he can play that guard position and he can root people out. His dream of playing tackle in the league, I think that one's going to end fairly abruptly at the Senior Bowl during one-on-one drills.
And our last player that we're going to focus on here, Joe Dahl from Washington.
Yeah, Joe Dahl's interesting for me because I kind of killed him a little bit the first time I watched him. And then I texted a regional scout who watched him and said he loved Joe Dahl. And I said, really? He said, yeah, I loved him. So I got a hold of Mike Leach, his coach.
Sure.
And I asked him about him. He said, don't look at – and I can't remember the game, but he said, that's a terrible game to look at because he was playing on what was basically, you know, a broken foot. I mean, he tried to play through an injury, and it finally gave out on him in that game. So he said, you know, go back and rewatch him. So I've got to go back and rewatch him from earlier in the season when he's healthy. And really, I'm not going to do that until I watch him at Senior Bowl. I want to go in with a clean slate at the Senior Bowl so I get a better feel for Joe Dahl, who I think also will bump inside the guard.
Eagles fans certainly know what the Senior Bowl can do for an offensive lineman. Just look at Lane Johnson a few years ago as the Eagles took him as the fourth overall pick. Our thanks to Lance Zierlein from NFL.com for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.